The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
Grammy-nominated multi-platinum band Need to Breathe are a dynamic force in rock music. They've generated over 1 billion streams, topped the Billboard charts, and have sold out arenas and amphitheaters all over the world. They got 5 number one albums, and now Need to Breathe's 9th studio album, Caves, their most ambitious yet, has just been released to critical acclaim. Need to Breathe's Caves World Tour with Judah and the Lion kicked off in Savannah this month, and they'll be back in Braves Country November 15 through 18 with stops in Nashville, Birmingham, Greensboro, and Saturday, November 18th at Gauss South Arena here in Atlanta, Georgia. Need to Breathe has been called Southern Rock, Christian Rock, Country, and Alternative Rock, but really, they're just an American rock band from South Carolina, Braves Country, USA. And we've heard that Josh Loveless of Need to Breathe is a true fan of the Atlanta Braves and wanted to talk about baseball, music, and life with us, so we're honored to talk with him today. Josh Loveless of Need to Breathe, welcome to Braves Country.
Awesome, thanks for having me.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballou here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
You're from Knoxville, right?
I am. Born and raised in Knoxville.
Tennessee Volunteers fan. How could you not be?
I mean, it's everywhere you look. I mean, you can't go to the grocery store without seeing orange. So
yeah.
It's just everywhere.
No doubt.
But yeah, definitely.
My son's best friend is one of his best friends. There's probably about 8 kids that they were just thick as thieves in high school. And he is a freshman wide receiver at the University of Tennessee, wearing number 35.
Nice.
So we've been trying to keep up with you, Tilo. We're diehard Georgia Bulldogs, but we have a soft spot all of a sudden for Tennessee because of a kid we know up there. We want to see him do well.
It's probably easy to cheer for your Bulldogs right now, so probably you got the space to cheer for another team right now too.
Yeah, that's right,
because they're so good.
Knoxville is certainly a big part of Braves country too, man. So many Braves fans up that way.
I am a diehard Braves fan. I actually, so funny story. So my I grew up, you know, Braves were always on TV when I was a kid, and my dad was a big Braves fan, and he always had the Braves on. He was actually at Atlanta Fulton County when Hank Aaron hit his
100th
home run.
Wow.
Yeah, he was there for that, which was crazy. So he has like a certificate and all that stuff. I mean, like, it was a big deal. So I'm actually, my name is actually Joshua Aaron Loveless, named after Hank Aaron.
Goodness.
Yeah. And then we, you know, growing up, you know, watched Braves all the time. And then we had our first son, and his name is Henry. So
nice.
Braves are in our blood and always have been. So it's as much a part of us as anything. So
talking to Josh Loveless, he is from Need to Breathe on the Braves Country Podcast.
So you're the first guest, Josh, that we've had since the Braves kind of had their playoff meltdown here in 23. So let's get your analysis. You know, what happened, and what do you think needs to happen to improve in 2024?
Oh, man. I mean, first off, so we were actually on the road. We're on tour right now, and we had a show the night that they got kicked out, and we were watching it after the show. I mean, we're all massive Braves fans, so it was, I mean, to say that we were depressed is just gutted because of that, you know. And it's tough too, man. I mean, we've been following, you know, as always, been following Braves for years, and just to watch this team that's be just like, I mean, literally the greatest team to ever play baseball, maybe, and to see it go down like that. You know, honestly, I don't, you know, from where we're at, I mean, I just think it's just, you know, it's an unfortunate, you know, luck of the draw in some ways. It's like, you know, we had such good offense throughout the season and early offense in the games, and, you know, just couldn't get the bats going. But I do think, man, it's such a fun time to be a Braves fan, because you got all these guys that are locked in for a while, and I just feel like, you know, we're gonna be back next year. You know, like, a bunch of us went to the World Series when they won it in 21, and just to feel that energy, I know that that's gonna happen again. We're primed for it, and so I'm not worried about our Braves, but it is sad to see it end this year like that.
Well, Josh, you know, I've been in the music world for about 30 years now, and I always try to plan for our when it comes to touring. We got to have a warm-up gig before we go to the big gig, and we got to stay on pace.
Yeah.
We got to be ready going into the, you know, that. So I wonder, what do you think about the whole playoff format? Are you buying into the thing where, you know,
the week off gets you?
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is good. I mean, it's just with everything in baseball, it's like, you know, being a fan of baseball as a kid and growing up with it and playing ball and stuff, there's just so much like tradition to it. So sometimes when change happens, or when things, even like the pitch clock and different things like that, you're like, I don't know if this is gonna be good for the game. But I do think that, like, we evolve and we try new things, and
sure,
some things work and some things don't, you know, and that's okay. So I do think it's one of those weird things, you know, like this year, you know, having such a good team and then going down like that was rough to see it the way it played out. But I do think that all in all, like, there were a lot of things that, you know, there have been a lot of things in the last couple of years that changes that have, you know, been good for, you know, for our Braves. You know, I mean, I don't know how many, you know, I mean, just look at what, you know, watching what Acuna did in stolen bases, it's like, hey, make him bigger. Go ahead and make him even bigger. He's still more.
We'll get 50, 80 out of him.
I mean, why not? You know, let's do it. I think that he's, you know, he's ready. Let's do it.
Well, let's let the band, you know, you're in the bus with the band on tour, and would Need to Breathe. And what do you think the consensus would be from your band if we were going to let you guys be the GM of the Braves this year? What would be one move that you might make to get ready for next year to change the team a little bit?
Oh, man. You know, it's interesting. You know, I do feel like, you know, it's such a great team right now, you know, just like across the board. I mean, honestly, I know when, you know, when we lost, you know, Freddie Freeman and Dansby, I was like, oh, man, there's something to it when you got like lifer Braves that have been around for a long time.
Chemistry, man.
Like, are, Yeah, it's something about it. Like, my favorite player as a kid was Jeff Blauser. Because, like,
nice.
He showed up every day. And you know, it's like him and Lemke in the infield. It's just like, you know, those guys are going to come to work every day and they're going to do their job and they're going to be consistent. And then, like, I remember, one of his last couple of years, you know, Blauser got really hot and was like at the All-Stars. And I was like, man, this is just so awesome to see somebody that's like, just like consistent and then go and do this big thing towards the end of his career and stuff. So, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, I was nervous when they made those moves, and you know, but it's like Matt Olson just having the gear he had. It's like, golly, it's so awesome to see that and how he's been welcomed by Braves country, and just like so many players like that have really stepped up. So honestly, I really do feel like in some ways, as good as we were this year, it really was like, let's prepare for next year. I really do feel like what we've got right now is great, and just kind of building on that momentum and just try not to keep your, you know, get your head down and just like keep at it, because we really do have a great team.
Yeah,
that's really
no
fun
doubt
to watch.
Yeah, they are. And look, a lot of people would say what happened in the 90s was disappointing, that the Braves only won one World Series. But John Smoltz always has a thing that he said when he's asked about that, where he says, okay, but for Braves fans, for 14 years straight, there was always a chance. And unless your World Series are bust, like if your season makes or break on whether you win the World Series, which doesn't, I mean, it's only happening to one team, he's exactly right, man. And I didn't, for a long time, I did not buy into that. I thought he was full of it. And I was wrong. I feel like he's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, you build on, you know, what your momentum. You know, it is true. Only one team can win. But that doesn't mean it's a, I don't think that means it's a failure. I do think a bummer when you have a team that's so good. And honestly, like, you know, The greatest thing about baseball to me is just the storyline and the way it feels like a movie. Everything is just like, it builds up to this thing and you're just like, they're going to do it. It's like, they're going to win the World Series because they have the greatest, you know, but sometimes it just doesn't happen that way. But
that's
that
right.
Doesn't mean it wasn't
so
like
successful
years that every game was like, you're glued to your seat. It's like, it was the best year to watch baseball. I can't,
no doubt.
No regrets. It was awesome.
No question about it. Now, you guys got guys in the band that are from different places. South Carolina, I think, was a pair from Seneca, which is right there across the Georgia line, Lake Hartwell area, and some of the other folks from different places. Where? Because I asked you about being a Tennessee Vols fan, you being from Knoxville. What about everybody else? Do y'all have, like, college football days where you just are at each other's throat when, you know, I don't know. Is Bear, is he a Clemson fan because he's close, or is he a South Carolina fan? What's his deal?
So Bear's our lead singer. He's actually named after Bear Bryant, so he's a
Alabama
diehard Alabama fan. Yeah,
got it.
You know, next week we have a pretty big game, Alabama and Tennessee. So
yeah,
you know, it was funny. You know, we beat Tennessee. Tennessee beat Alabama last year, and
carried the dadgum field goal post down to the Cumberland.
I know. I was there and saw it. I literally was walking down Cumberland to get to my car and saw the field. Saw it go down the road. So it was. I mean, it was an epic. I mean, I was texting him, sending him photos. Like, man, like just throwing it in his face. Because I mean, Alabama's beat it. I mean, we've had, you know, Tennessee's had our rough years, and so just to see us now, I'm like, well, that we're playing good ball, and you know, I feel like who knows what'll happen, but it's definitely, you know, it's fun to watch. And so yeah, he's Alabama, and some of the other guys that you know, one of the other guys is Clemson fan, and so, but we, you know, every Saturday, you know, we have the dressing room TV does not change. It's always on college football.
Nice.
And we're watching it. And then, yeah, all year long, you know, the Braves are on. I mean, literally every game we have it on in the dressing room. So we're always keeping up with it. So we're big sports fans. And, you know, not all musicians are. You know, some musicians that we've had, to us, it just seems like the thing to pass our time is to watch sports. And we love it. But, you know, not everybody's that way. But we're definitely – you know, diehard. We love it.
Something Tug always says, and I'll just jump in here and say it for him. You know, we got the whole SEC going on, and everybody kind of doesn't get along on Saturday, and we root against each other's teams or for our team. But the Braves is what brings everybody together across the Southeast.
Yeah.
So it's really cool that you can kind of have your separate college teams, and then everybody can get together for the Braves game later that night or whatever. So I'm glad you all do that, too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we always watch it, and we're always, you know, even during like meet and greet, sometimes we'll have our phones and we're just kind of sneaking watching the Braves game.
That's so awesome.
I mean, we're keeping up with it, and we actually our last tour, in 21, we ended our tour in Atlanta, and we, funny enough, that was the year we went to the World Series. It was actually around Halloween. We took our kids to Atlanta to go trick or treating, and then left them at a hotel so we could go to the.
That's awesome.
And we'll do whatever it takes to watch the Braves, and like that does bring us together.
All right, we're gonna have to get to a game together next year, buddy.
Yeah, man.
So, hey, I wanted to go back. You were talking about with the Braves just continuing to build on success and need to breathe. You know, you've had five number one albums, and now you got a new record, Caves. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is, what's crazy, it's our ninth record, and, you know, we've been doing it for a long time. You know, the band's been around for about 20 years now, and, you know, we keep trying to do things that, you know, we're a band that likes to experiment, like to try new things, and you know, this record is definitely us kind of coming out of, you know, just a dark time in the world, you know, with the pandemic and just some personal things that we had going on, you know, with us as individuals, and you know, the whole album is us. You know, the idea of Caves is just coming out of this dark place into this season of like gratitude and thankfulness and just really being happy that we get to do what we do for a living, and we have fans that, you know, come out to the shows, and we get to tour all over and play this music for people. So we're really proud of the record. We think that it's, you know, one of the best records we've done. It's always weird to say that. It's like, you know, yeah, this is the best record we've ever done, but right now we just really love what we are doing and the music that we're making, and yeah, so it's really fun for us to get to be in the band now and see the fans react to it, and they've responded really positively, so we're stoked about that.
Talking to Josh Lovis of Need to Breathe here on the Braves Country Podcast on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. Tug, along with Scott Munn, you know, y'all do a lot of weaving of different styles of music. I mean, obviously Christian music, Southern music, alternative rock music, but country's in there too, man. You've collaborated with Carrie Underwood on the new record. You're collaborating with Carly Pierce, who's amazing, who's from Kentucky, and then you got Old Dominion. The boys are from Virginia. And country music is something that is in y'all as well. You can tell. You can just see it. How do you balance all of that? All those different styles of music, all those genres of music, do you write in a particular way when you want it to sound country, or do you just write and then put different music to it? How does that come about, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, you know, the band's from a small town, you know. We all come from small town beginnings. Even me from Knoxville, I come from a small part of, you know, in Knoxville. So I think it's all just our experiences, and, you know, we're all of us coming from the South and, you know, Appalachia and different kind of music like that. It kind of like naturally happens that way. You know, as far as the country thing, you know, we always joke and say we'd rather, you know, we're a band that would rather play Stagecoach than Coachella. Mm-hmm. We just would make more sense that way. And so, you know, I feel like that with our music, it kind of, it has this like homegrown thing to it, which country music really has that as well. It's just like, it's the accessibility, it's the fans, it's the thing that, you know, we just find a lot of common ground in that way with the country market. And so, yeah, and honestly, like, the songs that we have on this record with like Old Dominion and Carly Pierce, they just naturally kind of happen that way. And which is really cool, you know. And we, you know, being in Tennessee, and the band's actually based in Nashville now, we just have made a lot of friends in that market. And we've just realized how similar we are to them and the industry in that way. I don't think we'll ever become a country band, but I think if you like listen back with that kind of, you know, with that perspective, like listening to some of our older records, you'd be like, oh, I can hear where this is headed.
Oh, me too.
It just kind of makes sense.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
We love different kinds of music. I mean, when we put a record out called Hard Love and it had like synthesizers on it, and people were like, what are they doing? They're changing, they took the banjo away. You know, we've always been that band that, you know, and just like baseball, it's like you make some, you know, some pretty, you know, wild, you know, changes, you know, and to try things and try to change up your thought process, you know, and just different things just to make, just experiment. And we've done that, and we luckily our fans have allowed us to do that, and we keep doing it, which is really fun for us.
Yeah, man. So I know family's important to you. Obviously, talk about that stuff. I know your beautiful wife and kids that you bring on the road, and you post about on your social media channels, and you talk about that stuff. Did you grow up in church? Because like faith is really important to Scott and I on this show, and we talk about it. And, you know, obviously you guys have Christian roots for sure. Grew up on gospel music and church and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I did. So my dad's was actually a youth pastor.
Nice.
I actually just retired from that work this year, but he was there for over 30 years. And so grew up in the church and kind of playing in church and stuff. And so, yeah, it's that kind of, you know, at least, and I think for all of us, you know, Bear's dad was a pastor, and, you know, we grew up in that space. And it was, you know, it's interesting because, you know, there's not many places as a kid that you can, like, learn how to play music or learn how to be in front of a group of people and have these feelings and emotions that, you know, you write songs about and you do these things. And we all had that ability to have that in church, which I really feel like was formative for us. And you know, a lot of our music has some undertones of that upbringing. And a lot of it is like when we were kids, we couldn't listen to secular music. Our parents wouldn't let us. We would go to these like Christian bookstores and like we would look for like records that we'd like. And there were some records. There's a band called, I think you actually had Ed on the show, but Ed Roland from Collective Soul.
Yes, sir.
Which is a buddy of ours. And, you know, they put their record in a Christian bookstore. We got that record. We're like, whoa, this isn't Christian, but it's in this store. And for outsider kids, I guess, like us, where we couldn't listen to that stuff, it gave us an option. And we kind of wanted to do that, too. So that's how we kind of based our career, as like putting our records in places like that for those kids that, you know, couldn't listen to whatever was on the radio. We're proud of that. We're proud that our music has, you know, broken down barriers and walls. And you come to our show and you're like, man, there's people that believe so many different things, but they come together, kind of what you're saying about the Braves. It's like we all come together for this thing that we all love, and that's just a really beautiful thing to see. So much diversity and so much, different ages, and it's really rare and really special that we get to have a fan base like that.
That's awesome, and your fans are going to get to see a lot of you right now because Need to Breathe is on this new Caves World Tour with Judah and the Lion. And let's talk about the tour a little bit. You got some dates coming up in Braves country. November 15th in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena. That's a big one. The 16th in Birmingham at Legacy Arena. Greensboro at the Greensboro Coliseum on the 17th. And then Atlanta, Georgia, Gas South Arena on the 18th. I notice a lot of people have a world tour and they go over to, you know, Europe or Australia first, and then they come back and hit the States. But I really respect how you guys are fortifying in your home country here, and especially in the South. You're really getting into some, you know, it's not really tertiary markets, but you're going to some secondary places right away and taking it to the people, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. And, you know, and we've got plans to, you know, we haven't announced the dates yet, but we've got plans to take the tour overseas and some ideas that we have that we can get. You know, when we announced a world tour, everybody was like, this is great, but where are the world dates?
We didn't announce them yet.
They're like all mad at us and stuff. But,
that's funny.
You know, it's been really fun. You know, we're only a weekend. We've done a weekend of shows so far and about, you know, 40 something left in the U.S. And so it's a big tour. And it's a really fun show. It's like one of the more fun shows that we've had, I think, because, you know, yeah, going from nine different records that we're playing from, and playing new songs, old songs, some deep cuts. And it's honestly just like, after just a heavy time in the last couple of years, just to be able to get in a room full of people and have a good time. Man, it's just there's nothing better. We really are having a really good time and a blast playing these songs for people.
I remember. Go ahead, Scott.
I was going to say, I see you're playing Red Rocks too next year. After that run here in Braves Country, you come back in the spring and you got the Carolinas. You got a Jacksonville, Florida date.
Yeah.
That's all the stuff that our listeners want to know about. Check that out on needtobreathe.com. But also, you're playing Red Rocks on May 19th. Denver. And I just, that makes me always want to ask folks, do you like playing Red Rocks? Or if not, could you tell us maybe some of the top two or three venues that you just love playing when you get there? You're just psyched to be there?
Yeah, I mean, Red Rocks is at the top for sure. I mean, it's one of those places. We actually saw the band Wilco there. This is a while ago, like probably a decade ago. And we went and saw them. We were like, man, if we could play this place, like this would be the top. This is as high as, this is as good as it gets. And this will be our sixth time playing there. And we just found out that Red Rocks is sold out for the sixth time in a row, which is
wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so it doesn't get any better than that. It's just one of those places that is just a special place. If you ever get to go out there to see a show, you know, I think we're pretty good when we play Red Rocks, but there's some other good shows come there too. You know, but I think that it's a really great place to play. And you know, we love the South. We really do, like, you know, Atlanta and Birmingham and Nashville. Those are big markets for us. And, you know, and some of those markets are tough on for some other bands, but we've just somehow, you know, because maybe we're being from where we, you know, where we're from. I just feel like people come to those shows, and it's an experience, but every night is there's something different, which is cool. It's like, you know, we're playing, we're about to play Kentucky, it'll be as if it were playing Red Rocks. We always try to give it the same, you know, wherever we play, and we always say, like, what if there's a 16-year-old kid out in the crowd that's watching us that is, thinking about what he's going to do? Maybe he'll pick up the guitar. Like, we really do want to be inspiring to people and give people a good show, and so no matter where it is, that's what we're going to try to do. But Red Rocks is definitely the top.
Hey Tug, May 25th, Charleston, South Carolina. We're going to tell your son to get all the kids at College of Charleston over there to the Credit
Come
One
on.
Stadium.
Yeah, my kids are playing baseball down there at College of Charleston. So
nice.
Maybe he can get up a bunch of kids and come over there and play, man. They go to FCA. They got Bible study on the team. So, man, they're a good bunch of kids. But, that would be a good one for the boys to go to for sure.
Yeah, come on. Just hit us up.
Yeah, man. There's a couple people y'all been out on the road with. I mean, you've been incredibly successful on your own, you know, and that's been – through the hard work and the just the dedication to your craft, but I want to ask you about two tours specifically, and we'll start with the one that American Songwriter wrote about, and that's the Taylor Swift tour. I remember when that happened, man. I was working country radio at 101.5 here in town in Atlanta, which I still do, just not quite as much as I used to, and that I just remember thinking, wow, man, what a great tour for those guys, because that was kind of, for me, the introduction to y'all as a band.
Yeah, it was, and I think for a lot of people, you know, I mean, we had been a band for a little while at that time, but, you know, the band was just kind of, we were playing clubs and kind of building this thing, you know, from the ground up for I guess for about 7 years at that point. And, you know, what was really cool about that was she was just a really big fan of the band. Like, it wasn't like one of those things where, like, our manager, like, pitched us for a tour, and she was like, oh, cool. No, like, she literally came to us and was like, hey, I love the band, you know, and we'd love to have you. And we did 90, I think it was 92 shows with her that year.
Wow.
Which was just insane. And that was actually, funny enough, that was my first tour with the band. My first kind of rodeo was like Cowboy Stadium and Arrowhead and like all the, I mean, it was just unbelievable, like, to go out there and play every night. And we learned so much from that. And, you know, that was now, like, almost 13 years ago, which is crazy to see how far our band's come, how far she's come. I mean, she was the biggest thing in the world then, but now it's just, like,
it's next level.
It's insane how big it is. It's crazy.
A buddy of mine is Mac Powell. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, so Mac said early on, that was a band that y'all opened up for Third Day, too, early on in the days of Need to Breathe. Do y'all still connect with him? Do y'all still see Mac around occasionally?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, what's funny is, so Mac's been a friend for a long time. I was actually in a band before Need to Breathe called December Radio, and so we toured with them as well. And I remember, so Mac, of course, Mac and Mark are massive Braves fans as well. And so I have some Mac, Mark, and I went to the Baseball Hall of Fame together and toured around. And so I've got some pictures of us, like, in our Braves hats, you know, taking pictures in front of stuff. And, you know, yeah, I mean, those guys are the best. And I mean, they really, you know, for gospel music, just paved the way for people to, you know, the fact that we have a career in some ways, or, you know, some any kind of influence in that space is probably because of them. So, we love those guys. They're it's cool to see him doing his thing now after the band. It's awesome.
And I wondered if, you know, you've been in the band, I guess, about 13 years now, but the band's been around longer than that, of course, and I wondered if they still treat you like the new guy after 13 years in the band.
You know what? Sometimes. I definitely think that every now and then somebody will say, like, well, you weren't around when we did this, so you wouldn't understand. I'm like, well, I think I've done, like, 7 records now.
I got a pretty good idea how it might turn out.
I mean, I think I know a little bit now. No, I mean, we've got a couple of other guys that have been around less time, so now they get the new guy treatment.
That's all right.
You know, honestly, man, it's just like, the cool thing is, like, I really do feel lucky to be a part of it.
Sure.
And still, like, I get, you know, it's crazy to me, because I was a fan of the band before. I loved their music. I thought they were great. And so to be a part of it this many years is really cool.
Now, Josh, you play the Hammond organ, of course, piano, mandolin, backing vocals. And I wonder if that's why you kind of relate to an infielder like Blauser. You kind of feel like the utility infielder of the band in a way?
Being able to do every daggone
totally,
thing?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, that's, funny enough, it kind of does feel that way. You know, I'm kind of the guy that, you know, we have a song in our show called Money and Fame, and it has a saxophone solo. And I was like, well, I used to play sax in high school. And they're like, well, I guess you're playing the sax in the show. I was like, okay, I guess I'll figure out how to do that. So I've tried to be that way. And it does, yeah. I mean, like, a lot of it does come down to, like, you know, growing up. I definitely, like I said, like, I was my little league team. I was number 4, you know, and I don't know why. I just watched him, and I was like, man, he's working hard. And, you know, I think that probably had something to do with just, like, yeah, trying to play as many instruments as I can. You never know if I'm going to get, I mean, I'm just like Blauser. He was starting at shortstop, but he might have to play second base every now and then.
That's right. So, Josh, but let me ask you then, if you've not played saxophone since high school, and the boys from the band say, hey, we've got a saxophone part in this, and you say, okay, I hadn't played it in a while, how do you brush up on that? Do you go to YouTube and be like, how do I play saxophone? Do you get lessons there? Or how do you relearn to play an instrument?
Yeah, I mean, YouTube definitely is a big help. You know, when growing up, we didn't have that. So,
right.
Like, you just lock yourself in
your
room.
Yeah, and, of course.
You know, just, yeah. So, yeah, that's definitely a help. I mean, like, on this tour, too, like, there's this part that we're doing, like, an acoustic part in the show where we have, like, a B stage. We all go down and play acoustic songs. And they were like, what if you played, like, some kind of, like, organ, like a hand organ that is like a pump thing? I was like, well, I have to learn how to play that. So a lot of it is just, like, but from necessity, you're just like, I got to learn how to do this, and you just lock yourself in your room, and, you know, luckily, my wife is very gracious to get to hear squeaky saxophone notes while I try to figure out how to play it again.
That's funny.
We try to kind of do things that are, you know, if it calls for a you know, interesting instrument or weird tuning or something, we try to go for it. And luckily, unfortunately, and maybe sometimes unfortunately, I'm the guy that, you know, has to figure it out.
Okay. All right. When you're out in the road and you're figuring things out and you're playing and you're going across the Southeast, specifically Braves country, so the southeastern part of the United States, where are the places that y'all have to stop and eat? Like, I mean, it can be Waffle House, but it doesn't have to be. It could be a hole in the wall in Birmingham or somewhere down in Jacksonville or somewhere in Knoxville. It doesn't matter where the spots that the band must stop when they're in a particular market, especially across the Southeast.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I think we're all different. You know, we're all, like, kind of coffee snobs a little bit, so like we all have our like favorite coffee spots that we'll go to when we go to town. I mean, it's like the bus parks and we get out and go find coffee. So the coffee thing, I really do love Waffle House. That is, I mean, when you said I was like, man, I kind of, you know, so my kids actually love it too. So a lot of times when I go home, I'll try to take them or do something like that. And it's always consistent. You know, I mean, I know people talk about consistency. Like, for me, it's like every time you go to Waffle House, you're like, man, it's kind of the best everywhere, every time you go there. So I like that. And, you know, there are some places, you know, like, you know, we always, you know, in Memphis, there's some good barbecue. And we'll stop and get that. And, you know, but, you know, we like different things. We're all, you know, we like to spend time together, so we call it family dinner. So if we have a day off, we'll try to like find a restaurant in town and we'll just all go have family dinner together and hang out and chat and, you know, probably have the Braves on our phones underneath the table.
There you go. Well, look, sound like y'all know how to eat and live, and that's a good thing. I wanted to ask you, this is completely off anything. We didn't even plan this one at all. It just came to me when I looked at the spelling of your last name. Are you related by any chance to Kelly Lovelace, the songwriter from Chattanooga?
I don't believe so. You know, it's funny. I said, no, I don't think so. But literally yesterday, I was at a rental car place, picking up a rental car in Nashville, and the guy was like, did you know that the country singer Patti Lovelace, her actual last name was spelled Patti Lovelace, but their management told her that you would never make it in the music industry with the name Lovelace. So they named it, they changed their name to Les. And he didn't know that I was a musician. I was like,
that's
well,
funny.
I fooled everybody, I guess.
I guess so. I've known Kelly for, you know, quite a long time, from Dalton, Georgia, just south of Chattanooga. So,
I need to look that up. Maybe.
Yeah, he's a great guy, man. He wrote All American Girl, Carrie Underwood, He Didn't Have to Be, Brad Paisley, The World, Paisley. He wrote Start a Band, Paisley, and with Keith Urban, Running Out of Moonlight, Randy Houser. I mean, the list of songs. Oh, and most recently, Try That in a Small Town, which obviously blown up.
Wow. I think Tug's trying to book a writing room for
you. No, not at all. I just thought it, I found it interesting. But look, he's a great writer. Maybe y'all should get together. That's a good point. Yeah.
I was going to say, I need to, if he's writing all those songs, I need to just change my name to his name.
Yeah, seriously. No.
Get some money from it.
Yeah, no kidding. But he's also a huge Vols fan, so there's just a lot in common.
Right.
I thought maybe there was some sort of relation.
We need to connect. That's not, definitely.
I can hook that one up.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I can hook
Let's
that one
do
up
it.
For
Let's
sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah, there
Let's
you
make
go.
Make it happen.
Well, man, look, we're just glad that you took the time to talk some Braves baseball with us and college football and, of course, music that connects us all. We all love it. Scott works and has worked in the music industry for so many years. I've worked country radio and just radio in general for the last 20 years and here in Atlanta. And just to be able to talk to guys like you that have done what we love and love talking about in the industry we work in, and then to have the Braves connect us all, man, it means a whole lot. So when you're in town, man, please drop by here at the Braves Radio Network Studios. We'd love to have you. Because I know you've done a record on your own too, man. Come in and pick some of the songs out that you've done on your own. What your record was called Young Folks, is that right?
Yeah, so I did like a kid's record when my kids were little. I've done three of them now. When my kids were little, I used to like write songs for them so they could hear my voice on the road, and I kind of just made some records with some friends, different people like Ben Rector and different other artists, kind of do it together. So I've done that kind of on the side, which is super fun. So I'd love to do that.
Yeah, man. Well, you're always welcome.
Yeah, and bring the whole band if you want to. When you guys roll through Atlanta, let us know. We'll be glad to host you here in the studio.
Yeah, man, and
that'd be awesome.
During the season, if we'd love to connect and maybe get out to a game, the studio's here. Look down at the right field gate at Truist Park, and yeah, man, it's like coming to Disney World every day.
Yeah, it's a terrible it's a terrible gig, Josh. We have to come in here every week,
every day. I envy you. Whenever I retire from playing rock and roll, I'm gonna try to be the Braves organist. So if you could put in a good word for me,
Look now that you need to hook up. We can probably introduce you to the right folks.
Okay, let's do it.
Right on, man. Josh, thank you so much, man. Appreciate your time and continued success on the tour.
Thank you so much. Yeah, great talking to you.
See y'all.
See ya. Bye.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.